The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens. And all that kinds of shit. Visit OsborneMediaHouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
Straight out of the decade of Skip-Its, Pringles, and large cell phones, it's a whole round on 90s TV show theme songs. This is Trivia with Buds. It be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. We've been doing this every day for 176 days in a row, and we used to do the show once a week or twice a week in a different format, so check that out. If you go back on the feed and you're brand new and you're like, how many of these are there? You can scroll for quite a bit and go down to the bottom and start at the beginning. First episode ever was Chicago White Sox and Ghostbusters, I believe, with my friends Ken Garr and Nate Weatherup. So you could start with that one and just keep on listening. This show's great for a road trip or a plane trip, which you might be going on for the holiday season coming up here in just a few days. I'm super excited to go to Chicago. I can't stop talking about it, can't stop thinking about it. I haven't been back since the end of summer, I think was the last time I was there. So it wasn't that long ago, but this is the first time I'm going back with my whole family, the four of us, in a couple of years now. So should be a great time. If you're traveling, be safe and bring tons of stuff to do. Maybe you got a Nintendo Switch for the plane ride or the train ride or the automobile ride. Maybe you got your device to watch things like on Netflix, because you can download stuff from Netflix to your device. Some people don't know you can still do that, or that you can do that now, rather. So load up on that stuff and then load up on podcasts. Find some good shows like this one and just binge listen to a bunch of good stuff. If you're trying to save money, I would recommend listening to the Dave Ramsey Show. I listen to it every day, and the focus on just people calling in and becoming debt-free on that show has caused my family to go, we should be doing that. So if you're trying to get fresh with money, maybe check out the Dave Ramsey Show. I like it quite a bit. Also, the Minimalists podcast is really good if you're looking to kind of get rid of stuff and tone down all the spending you do for maybe a New Year's resolution. That's another really good one. And then, as always, if you love movies, especially bad movies, check out How Did This Get Made? That's got to be like one of the best podcasts of all time. Love that show. If you like bad movies and the conversation of three really funny people talking about bad movies, sometimes in a live setting, sometimes in a studio, that's a great show to check out. Some friends of mine have great podcasts, including my friend Jordan Zeilinger. He has a show called Wreck My Podcast, and he has rotating guests and friends who just talk about nostalgia. So if you like this show, that's a great pairing, like a fine wine and the cheese to this show. You could also check out Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. That is a really good one. And the Fully Posable Wrestling Action Figure Podcast. So that's a bunch of stuff that I listen to, and hopefully one of those will maybe spark your interest. But thanks for checking out this show. Thanks for telling a friend about this show. If you want to support this show going forward, we are growing quite a bit. downloads keep going up and up, and it's all thanks to whispers and shared links and things like that from you guys. So thank you so much. You can go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and throw a few bucks and get some cool rewards, brand new rewards coming in early January. So check all that stuff out. We're going to jump into today's episode. Today's episode is called 90s TV show theme song lyrics, and this was from a 90s themed birthday party, one of my first house parties ever, about at least a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. A girl named Tracy hit me up on my website. It was one of the first times someone hit me up through the website and said, "Hey, can you do my party?" And since then, I've probably done, I want to say, about 250 of them. So it's really, really good stuff. And this was a really fun party. One of my favorites. There's tons of pictures on my Yelp page from Tracy. If you want to see what the party looked like, maybe you're thinking about throwing your own 90s themed party. And you can also go and just, if you Google the phrase Trivia with Bud's 90s party, you should find a blog that I wrote, which has more pictures and how we planned Tracy's party and things like that about a year and a half ago. So check that out. This round is all about me reading lyrics. I will try not to sing them in a way that will make you remember them. I'll just kind of read them blandly, and you'll try and guess what TV show they are from. So we're going to jump into these 11 questions on 90s TV show theme song lyrics right now. Here we go. All right, 90s TV show theme song lyrics. Here's your first one. All these shows were from the 90s or debuted in the 90s. Here's number one. "I don't give a damn about my reputation. You're living in the past. It's a new generation. A girl can do what she wants to do, and that's what I'm gonna do. And I don't give a damn about my bad reputation." That's number one. What TV show used those lyrics in their theme song? "Don't give a damn about my reputation." Number one. Number two, "I am the sun and the air. I am human and I need to be loved just like everybody else does." Number two, "I am the sun and the air. I am human and I need to be loved just like everybody else does." Is this from my journal? What theme song does this match up to in terms of TV shows? Number two. Number three, "Earth, fire, wind, water, heart." Just five words. Number three, "Earth, fire, wind, water, heart." What 90s TV show theme song had those lyrics? Earth, fire, wind, water, heart. Number four, "Hey baby, I hear the blues a-callin', tossed salad and scrambled eggs." Number four, "Hey baby, I hear the blues a-callin', tossed salad and scrambled eggs." Number four. Number five, "Some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light. Some people need to help somebody when the edge of surrender's in sight." Number five, "Some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light. Some people need to help somebody when the edge of surrender's in sight." Number five. 90s TV show theme song. Number six, "Tell me why I love you like I do. Tell me who can stop my heart as much as you. Tell me all your secrets and I'll tell you most of mine. They say nobody's perfect, but that's really true this time." Number six. Number seven. "Now this is the story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down." If you miss this one, you are not human. Number seven. "Now this is the story." Number seven. Number eight, "Ample parking, day or night, people spouting, howdy neighbor." Number eight, "Ample parking, day or night, people spouting, howdy neighbor." Number nine, "Absorbent and yellow and porous is he." Number nine, "Absorbent and yellow and porous is he." Number 10, "Not a thing to do but talk to you." Number 10, "Not a thing to do but talk to you." And the bonus question for 2 points, the UK band Alabama 3 did the theme song to what drama that started in 1999? That's your 2 point question. The UK band Alabama 3 did the theme song to what drama that started in 1999? All right, those are your 90s TV show theme song lyric questions. We'll be right back with the answers in just a second. All right, here we go with the answers to this round. 90s TV show theme song lyrics. Number one, "I don't give a damn about my reputation" was used on the show Freaks and Geeks. Freaks and Geeks, number one, great show, late 90s. I think it was 99. And then it got canceled real early. And Ronda Rousey uses that song for her entrance music in WWE right now. That was number one, Freaks and Geeks. Number two, I am the sun in the air. I am human and I need to be loved just like everybody else does. That was from Charmed. Real witchy kind of a song. Number two, Charmed. Number three, Earth, Fire, Wind, Water, Heart was, of course, Captain Planet. Captain Planet had all the toys. Loved that show. Number three. Number four, Hey Baby, I Hear the Blues a-Callin', Tossed Salad and Scrambled Eggs. That is Frasier. Kelsey Grammer sings the theme song. If you ever were wondering who is the voice at the beginning of Frasier, it's actually him, which I think is pretty cool. I love the idea of they're like, hey, you're going to have your own sitcom. What do you want to do for the theme song? He's like, I'm going to sing it. Get me in the booth. I think I'm going to do that one day when I have a hit trivia sitcom, trivia-based sitcom. Number five, some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light. Some people need to help somebody when the edge of surrender's in sight. Those are the first lyrics to Baywatch's theme song, Baywatch, Hasselhoff and the crew, Baywatch. Used to watch that quite a bit too. Number six, Tell Me Why, I Love You Like I Do. Tell me who can stop my heart as much as you. That is the theme song to Mad About You with Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt. Number six, Mad About You. Number seven, now this is the story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. That, of course, is the genie from the new live-action Aladdin. Pictures came out yesterday. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith, Fresh Prince. Number eight, Ample Parking Day or Night. People spouting Howdy Neighbor, South Park on Comedy Central. Been on for quite some time, 20-something years. South Park. Number nine, Absorbent in Yellow and Porous is He, SpongeBob SquarePants, RIP to that creator, Steven Hillenburg, I think his name was, who passed away recently, creator of SpongeBob. Absorbent in Yellow and Porous is He. Number 10, Not a Thing to Do But Talk to You, That 70s Show. Not a Thing to Do But Talk to You, That 70s Show. We just did a whole episode on That 70s Show just a few days ago for my friend Mo Martinez. If you want to go back and check that out, give it a listen. Number 10, was That 70s Show. Number 11, the bonus for 2 points, the UK band Alabama 3 did the theme song to what drama that started in 1999? It goes like this. It's like, woke up this morning, had the full moon in my eye, something like that. The Sopranos. The Sopranos. Great theme song, Alabama 3. I'm sure you've heard it once or twice. Guys, those were the answers to the 90s TV show theme song lyrics episode. Thanks so much for listening. Hopefully you had fun. Tell me how many you got out of 11 in a tweet. That would be awesome. Also, guys, shout out to listener Caleb, who is a truck driver, I believe, and he just started listening to the show. My friend Jim Fields in Nebraska runs a trivia company called the Ask a Nebraskan. If you're looking to play anywhere around the Nebraska area, look up Jim Fields, the Ask a Nebraskan. And shout out again to Caleb, who found the show. Jim used one of my questions at one of his live nights, and Caleb said, hey, did you get this question from this podcast? And he showed his phone or told him what it was, and it was my show. So thank you, Caleb, and thanks, Jim, for relaying these messages and getting me a new listener. Appreciate it, and hope you guys have a great holiday season. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about this show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.